Okay, we're on. Okay, so we are on Tzadah Chesem Abeis in Maseches Ksubis. We are 6 lines up from the bottom, Tashma. Tashma we're going to start from. So the Gemara here had been discussing the following question. If a man tells a shliach to go buy him a lischa and he buys him a kura. What's a lischa and what's a kura? He tells him to sell a certain amount of land, and he sells double. He goes, he sells an acre of land, and he sells 2 acres of land. Do we say that the whole thing is batel because he didn't do what he was supposed to do? He asked him to do 1 and he sold 2. Or do we say no? He did more than he was supposed to do. Meaning what he did was fine, mekach kayam, but beyond that, that's batel. The extra part is batel, but the first part is kayam. So the Gemara already brought one raya we tried to bring from the Mishnah in Me'ilah related to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That was yesterday's daf. So let's go with Tashma. 6 lines up from the bottom on Tzadah Chesem Beis. Tashma. So now the Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, Haisek Subasa Mana Umachra Shava Mana V'Dinar B'Mana Mechra Batel. So our Mishnah said, if the woman's ksuba is a mana and she sells a field that is what we thought this meant. We thought it meant she sells a field that was worth 101 for 100. But as we'll see, that's not the Havamina here. The Gemara says Mechra Shava Mana V'Dinar B'Mana Mechra Batel. So what exactly does that case mean? What does it mean 101 for 100? My love, doesn't this mean the Zavin Shava Mana V'Dinar B'Mana V'Dinar? Doesn't the Mishnah really mean that she sold a field worth 101 for 101? What does it mean, right, b'mana? What does it mean she sold it for a mana? Mana shala. She sold it for the mana of her ksuba that she's entitled to. And really, she sold it properly. She didn't get a bad price. So this is exactly kind of our case, because she sold it for more than what she was supposed to. She is, as Rashi here says in the Sheet of the Kubetzis, we'll talk more about this later, she is the shliach of the Yarshim. The Yarshim owe her money, and she is their shliach. She is selling for them on their behalf, so that she could get her ksuba money. So this is the case. She sells for 101 when she's only supposed to sell for 100. And what does the Mishnah say? Umay afil. And what does the Mishnah say? It says batel. It says mechra batel. Nothing works. Umay afilu hi omeris achziris adinar liyarshim bedinar mikarkoi. Right. And what is the afilu? Afilu means even if she says, you know what, I will buy back that one mana piece of land, they give it back to you, and I'll get that back to you, but I'll keep the 100. Even so, b'ktani mecher batel. So you see, the mecher is batel. So doesn't that prove our question that if you do more than you were supposed to, the whole thing does not work? It's not that the part that you listened to worked, and beyond that does not work. So isn't that a raya? Just by the way, some I'm going to point out. Usually, my lav sounds like isn't this the case because it's more pashin. This doesn't sound like something like mechra, right? The shav emana, the dinar b'mana, doesn't sound like this havamina. But again, the Gemara is just getting to the, because as we'll see, there is a problem with others. He had to get otherwise. That's why the Gemara says my lav. Isn't the case the havamina here that the case is really she did not get ripped off? She sold a field worth 101 for 101. So the Gemara answers, doesn't that prove our case? Amar Fudibre Devnasan Lo, but the Ozil. No, the case of our Mishnah is like we had earlier understood it, where she sold a field worth 101 for 100. That's why the it's Batel, because she didn't get a good deal. It's not that she did exactly what the Yarshim told her to do and then sold more. She sold the field of the Yarshim for a bad price. So that's why the Mechir is Batel. Says the Gemara, Vahami de Seifa, but the Ozel, Havarashim de la Ozel. But if the Seifa of the Mishnah, that's Beferish talking about a case where she had a bad deal. Havarashim de la Ozel. So don't you have to say then the Resha is a case where she did not have a bad deal? Tiktani Seifa, because after all, look at the Seifa. Haisa Ksubas Arbame Ozuz. If her Ksuba is 400 Zuz, right? This was the second half of the Mishnah. Machra la Zebamana. So it's 400 Zuz. So she sells it piece by piece. She sells a field for 100, and then 100, and 100. Right? It's like a dot, dot, dot in the Mishnah. And finally, the last one, she has 100 left, and she sells a field with 101 for 100. So the Mishnah says, Shall achron mechra batel, v'shal kulam mechron kayim. So the last one is batel, because she sold the field with 101 for 100. So that one she messed up. But the earlier ones are kayim. So you see from that case, from the second half of the Mishnah, that's a case of bida ozil. And that's part of the Mishnah teaches me, if the woman sold a field and got a bad price for it, that the whole transaction is null and void. Mashba, we already know that from the Seifa, so the Reisha must be talking about a different case. So the Reisha, the first half of the Mishnah, must be talking about a case where Bidalo Ozil, where she did not get a bad price. It must be mean, like we suggested that she sold a field worth 101 for 101. And there we say the mecher is batel. Mecher is batel there. So doesn't that prove our case, our question, that if a shliach sells more than the mishlech told him to sell, the whole thing is null and void? So Gemara says, low, maybe not. Reisha v'seifa b'de ozel. No, both cases, both the Reisha and the Seifa are cases where the woman sold a field and got a too little of a price. So what do you need two cases for? The Seifa hakamashmalan. The Seifa is teaching me the following. Taima de ozel b'de yasmi. What's the case of the Seifa? First she sells three fields, and then she sells the last one. Only the last one. The last one, which the Mishnah says she sold for 100, and it was worth 101, that's where it's bought. Why? Ozil b'diyasmi. Because she sold it, and it affected the Yisomim. Because now, the last part of her ksuba that she's collecting, she went overboard, so that's where the mecher will be batel, because that is affecting the Yisomim. Avo b'dida mecher kayim. But had she done this in any of the earlier cases, so then the mecher will be kayim, if she oversold. Meaning if she sold the field for 101 for 100, any of the earlier ones, the mechar would be kayim. Why would the mechar be kayim? So Rashi explains. Really, we have a yesod here, which is going to come up explicitly on Amud Beis today. And that is called Ein Ona'a L'Karkaos. We know that the principle of Ona'a. Ona'a means making a deal where the price isn't exactly what the item is worth. There are three levels of ona. So this is the rise of ona. You're not allowed to take advantage of someone in ona's dvarim, in making fun of somebody, or ona's mamon. Except two separate mitzvahs daraisa, isurei daraisa. So the okay. So the halacha is, so if I'm ma'anis someone, if I take advantage of someone, and the price is even more than a sixth of what the item is worth, or less than a sixth of what the item is worth, so somebody got ripped off, either the buyer or the seller, by ona, so then the rule is, the whole thing is thrown out the window. The whole transaction didn't take place. If it's less than one sixth, so we say, you know, maybe you violated, but the whole transaction stands. If it's exactly a sixth, so then we say it stands, but you have to give back the money. Those are the three levels that the Gemaras and Bava Tzia talk about, dine ona, less than a sixth, and more than a sixth. So the principle, though, is, the Mishnah there says, ein ona ala karkos. Ona, the Isra ona doesn't apply to karka, which we'll talk more about in a minute. But says Rashi, that's what's going on here. When it comes to her, if she sells it, her money, if she sells it for 100, it really is worth 101, so then the transaction holds up. And it's as if she got 101 of her ksuba, and the Yisomim don't lose anything, so therefore the whole thing is null, the whole thing works. But regarding the Yisomim, as we're going to talk about at Amud Beis, when a shliach is acting on behalf of a mishalach, forget regular dini ona. Even if you mess up in a tiny amount, we say that the shlichus is batel. You didn't do exactly what you were supposed to do. Ein ona l'karkos, you're right, usually. But if it's affecting a mishalech, if a shliach is working for a mishalech, and then he oversells or overpays or undersells, either of those, so then the whole thing is batel, even less than a sixth. So that's what Rashi here says. That regarding her, ein ona l'karkos. But regarding the Yisomim, that's the chiddush of the Seifa. Only because she messed up on field four that she's selling, which affects the Yisomim, that's why we say mechran batel. But had she done it earlier, we would say mecher is... Mecher is kayim.
Isn't that exactly what we're trying to prove?
Sorry?
Isn't that what we're trying to prove, that if you sell on behalf of someone else, if you don't do exactly what you were trying
No, but there to we might, no, the, our question is, maybe, not if you get ripped off with a field, there, our question is, if you did exactly what was told to you, and you just did more. That was our question. This is a case where you sold the field for 101 for 100. We're going to get to the opposite question soon. I want to talk more about this, but let's just finish up the top for the sentence. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. How many the Reisha Shamas Mina? We already know that also from the Reisha, that only Bidi Yasmi would we say it's Batal, but not Bidi Da. Why? Because what the Reisha say? She has a Ksuba worth 200. Umachra Sheva Mana, but Masayim, or Sheva Masayim Mana. Either way, she sells a field that's worth 100 for 200, meaning she makes a great deal. Or she sells a field worth 200 for 100. Either way, the Yisomim telling is Kabal Ksuba, so she already got her Ksuba. So you see already from there that the Mecher is Kaya by her. So you already know the Mecher is not Kayim by the Yisomim from the Seifa. Mecher is Kayim by her by the Reisha. So again, what's the point of the Seifa? If from the beginning and the end of the Mishnah are both talking about cases where Bida Ozil, where she sold it for a bad price, so why is it that we have, the Seifa case? So Gemara says again, Ma'u detema, this is the final chiddush of the Sefer. Ma'u detema, if I only had the Reisha, I would have said. Again, if I would have only had the case where the woman has a ksuba of 200, and she sold the field, either worth 200 for 100, or she sold it, it was worth 100 for 200, if I would have only had that case, I would have said, Hasam hu de'istalka la mehai beis lagamri. There the mekach is kayam, because there's no reason to make a gzera. She, whatever she did, she's finished. She goes home now. She either got the 200 or she only got the 100, but she should have gotten the 200. So that's where I would say the mekach is kayim by her. Aval hacha, but in the seifa, what's the seifa case again? She sold four times. She sold four fields. The first three were fine. 100 for 100. And then the fourth field she messed up. So then I might have said, nigzer mana rishon ata mana achron. I would have said, you know what? Even the first cases shouldn't be good. Had she sold a field for 101 for 100, because I know in the fourth time she would try to sell, it wouldn't be good. So maybe I would say the first ones aren't good, zera up to the last case, kamash balan, that's what you learn from the seifa. And the Ritva points out that this is not mafurish in the seifa, so he tries to figure out from a yitzer lashon, from an extra language in the Mishnah, how do we know that? But that's the final chiddush of the Mishnah. So again, lamaisa, we do not answer our original question. We do not answer the original question that the Gemara asked yesterday. If somebody asks you to sell 1 acre of land and you sell 2 acres of land, so did you do exactly what they wanted, but you just did more, so at least the first half should be good? Or do you say that you totally violated his words and it's a bit of lashlichus? The Gemara did not answer that question. Okay, but we tried and we worked out exactly how to understand our Mishnah along the way. So just to relate 2 more minutes on what came up in Rashi, which is going to come up again explicitly on Amud Beis, and that is the sugya of Ein Ona'a L'Karkos. So we mentioned the three levels by regular Dini Ona'a, by Metaltalin. More than a sixth, the whole thing is null and void. Less than a sixth, the whole thing stands. Exactly a sixth, it stands, but seller has to return the money. So what? And then the Mishnah comes along based on a pasuk and tells me ein ona'a l'karkos. So what does that mean? Ein ona'a l'karkos. There is no ona'a. So there is a major machlokas we've shown him how to understand that principle. How limited is it? Or how expansive is it? Rashi Maseches Kedushin has the most minimal shita of ein ona'a l'karkos. Now Rashi says ein ona'a l'karkos means at shtus, you don't have to return the money. That's all Rashi says. Ein ona'a l'karkos means if it's more than a sixth, even by karka, the whole thing is null and void. And I'll just throw in the Sefer Hachinuch's point. After all, if you look in the Torah's source of ona'a is by karka. So how can you say it doesn't apply to karka? You look at the Parshas Behar. So Rashi says it's a very limited, you know, like a ghost is a very limited exclusion. It really just means that, what's the difference between karka and metaltzelin? Only at shtus. Metaltzelin, you get to give back the money, you have to give back the money, and by karka, you get to keep the money. That's Rashi. Tosfos there in Kedushin, membeis membeis. Tosfos there says, no, it's more than that. You look at some Gemara, there seems to be more of an exclusion. So Tosfos says, no, even more than a sixth is going to be ein ona'a l'karkos, and the whole thing is null and void and stands up until 100%. If it's 100% ripoff in either direction, then the whole thing is null and void. There's ona'a l'karka by that amount. If you get totally 100%, so then that is a bit d'al mekach, even by karka. That's Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin. Yeah.
The case in our Mishnah, the first case, is it 100% ripoff?
The case in our Mishnah is 100%.
Right, 100 for 200.
So Tosfos talks about that. Maybe more than 100%. That is exactly 100%. You have to work out more than. There are other Gemaras also that seem to say not just this Mishnah. But you're right. Tosfos there. Mebeis Mebeis, I think, might even quote our Mishnah.
So how do you establish?
We call that. So maybe that's going to be the pshat in a minute. But if you look, that is Rashi, very limited Tosfos, and then we have the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif. The Rif quotes all these three Shitas in Bava Metzia. But the Rambam says, he quotes it without any limitations. The Rambam says in Hilchos Bechira, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches, Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Honaya. These things don't have any Hona. Karka, Avadim, Shtaros, Hekteshos. Period. No limitations. No Hona by Karka. Mashma for the Rambam, and the Rif says it explicitly. But the Rambam and himself, the Rif holds that, the Rif didn't quote the Rambam, but says the Rambam and says the Rif that ein ona'a l'karkos means period. There are no limitations. Karka never has, even if it's 500%. Ein ona'a l'karkos. That was the three-way machlokas we showed him. And the question is, what's the svar behind these shitas? Let's talk Rashi for a minute. why would Rashi say such a limited approach to Eino Nala Karkos? You know, the Gemara says Eino Nala, then Rashi said, no. More than it's just Fishar. You know what Eino Nala Karkos means? It just means, out of six, you keep the money. Very, very limited. So, one might suggest that that's related to the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Bahar, where the Ramban on that pasuk in Perachat Hey, it's a very important Ramban in this sugya of Ona, says the Ramban, V'ani choshev od svara, shevadai hama'ane es chaveiro ladas over belav, bein memetatlin bein mekarkos, says the Ramban, the Isser of Ona 100% applies to karka. How can you say otherwise? If you rip somebody off with karka, willingly, of course you violate Ona. Shebehen dibra kasa, that's what the pasuk's talking about. How can you say it doesn't apply to karka? Al tonu ishes achiv b'misparsha nimach har yovel. Shu mazir sheyikru v'yimkru l'fi ashanim. The whole point is about karka by yovel. V'lo yonu ishes achiv. Avo raboseinu darshu bonas tashlumin. Bishtus ha-mekach o bitol mekach v'yosim mishtus. There are all these details of dini Ona, says the Ramban. The details of Ona don't apply to Karka. The Chiyuvim, certain Chiyuvim of Ona don't apply to Karka. But the Isser Ona, for sure, applies to Karka. And then he has a line. Umizem milvan miyato karkos. Just from certain Chiyuvim of Ona. These different levels. Less than a shtus, more than a shtus. That doesn't apply to Karka. Lefi shehona bahem afilu biyasem ishtus, mechila. Because people are mochel. People are mochel by Karka. Kemoshehu mechila b'metatlan pachas mishtus.
Here already takes an approach to the sugya. Why by less than a shtus of ona is nothing broken? He keeps it. You ripped him off. So what? It was less than a sixth. The Ramban says there's an issa daraisa there too, but there's an implicit mechila. Even though somebody's mochel, you can't do it lechatchila. It's implicit mechila. It says the Ramban by metaltalin there's implicit mechila by less than a shtus. So by karka there's implicit mechila by more than a shtus. But there's not so much different, says the Ramban, between karka and metal. If a person buys a cup in a store, he's going to be upset if he paid a dollar extra. If somebody buys a house for $500,000, what, if they got ripped off a little? But they spend so much money anyway. Says the Ramban, people are much more flexible when it comes to karka. That's the Ramban. So if you think about it, the Ramban is trying very much to say there's not much difference between Karka and Matazlan. That might be the Derech of Rashi, where Rashi says the only Yisod of Ein Olag HaKos means you don't have to return the money out of six. Oh. What about the other extreme? What about the Rambam? What about the Rif? Who say Ein Olag HaKos, period? Right, there's no even if it's 500% ripped off, Ein Olag HaKos. So you might say, Xeris HaKosov. Xeris HaKosov, they're excluded. That's always an easy answer. But if one wants to possibly give a svara, maybe it's related to what Yisrael said before. There is a Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, where karka is called Dover Hashaveh Kol Kesef. Gemara Baba Kama, Yud Dalet Amud Beis. The Nemuki Yosef, when he's explaining the Rambam of the Rif, quotes that Gemara. Dover Hashaveh Kol Kesef. In other words, karka really has no price. Right? Real estate fluctuates more than metaltalin. Metaltalin, okay, based on supply and demand, the price a little bit here, a little bit there. But karka really, as much as you want to pay for it, that's how much it's worth. Right, you might want this, of course, by metaltalin in one specific cases, you have an emotional attachment, you want to buy something, you'll pay you $5 million for a certain picture. But by karka, by definition, by all karkas, it's worth, how much is it worth? As much as you'll pay for it. That's what karka is. So there can't be ona. What does it mean, in ona karkos? Because there is no such thing as ona by karka. Because the price is whatever you pay for it. There's no such thing as a price that's above or below. So that relates to what we said yesterday exactly, that it's a davar she'ein lo kitzvah. So that's Rashi on one extreme and the Rambam on the other extreme. What about the middle approach, up to 100%? A little harder to put your finger on. Maybe it means that people would be mochel up until that point. Not 100% clear what we would say. But again, those are different opinions about ein ona karkos. Again, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam and the Rif. Okay. Mechila sounds like, if I steal something from you, if I steal Pachas Mishav Pruta from you, so it's an Issa Daraisa without a, so Mechila, I'm saying, why is that a proof? That's an Issa Daraisa though. Stealing Pachas Mishav Pruta is an Issa Daraisa. Right, but again, the Rambam says at least by Geneva he says it. I don't remember by that's that in Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Geneva, Aleph, he says stealing a filu pachim shav pruta, even stealing a manas lamekat, right, as a joke, you're going to give it back. So this is daraisa, right? So that is, so that would say that even though he's going to be mochel afterwards, b'shaito, it's an issur. Okay, that is all, though, question number one that went unanswered. V'ikad da'amre, so now we're on about the 12th line. V'ikad da'amre says the Gemara, it's not the Testament Aleph.
Haloti Barlacha. That question is out of kasha. That whole question from yesterday. Heicha da Omar le zil zavin le liskav zavin le kura. That whole question that Menachem dealt with yesterday. That if the Mishaleach tells the Shliach, buy me a liskav and he buys him a kura, meaning he buys him double what he wanted. Divadei most of all dvar of Havi. He definitely did what he was supposed to do, and then he just did extra. Meaning the first half of what he's supposed to do would stick. He would stick the first acre, and just the other one he went above and beyond, and that would be null and void because he wasn't acting on the behalf. Kiti baylacha. The only question is, Kiti baylacha, da amar le, zil zavin le, kura. Remember this yisod, by the way, for a little later in the shir. That everybody agrees that the first half would be good, and the second half would be null and void. When we speak about the Shittas Rambam all the way at the end, let's remember that this line. What's the real question I want to ask you? The opposite case. He sold him to sell 2 acres of land, let's say, and he sells 1 acre. Meaning he does half of what he was supposed to do, not double of what he was supposed to do. So what about that case? If somebody tells you to sell 2 acres of his land, then you only sell 1 acre. So my, mi amrinan, do we say, it's not moving, but it's okay, right? Do we say that the shliach could go back to the mishaleach and say, I did what's good for you. I did a tova for you by only selling half. Why? Because after all, why do you want to sell these fields? It must be you need some liquidity. You need some cash. But I did a tova for you because I got you half the cash you need. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow you won't need the cash anymore. And then you wouldn't have wanted to sell your field. So, you know what? I did you a favor. So, look, I only sold half. It could be that you're not going to need so much cash. O Dilma, or do we see the opposite? Omer lei, that the mishaleach could tell the shliach, lo nichalei to lift shtari lavei. I don't need so many shtaris. I don't have to have any so many shtaris mechira. Meaning, you sold half my property, I'm going to have to sell the other half to somebody else, or the same person with another star. I don't need so many shtaris. What's so bad with so many shtaris? You lose them. But here the other guy's gonna have to hold on to them because it's the deed, But the Shidim Kubasis quotes, it's a gnai. People don't like to sell their properties. So what are you gonna have to do? You're gonna have to sell every shtar. It's gonna have Edim and Bezdin, and so many people don't like to sell their lands. It's theirs. So it says the Shidim Kubasis here that it's a gnai. Tosis, not here, turn the page. Tosis and Amid Beis, Tzadakesma Beis, quotes another idea. He quotes, on the top, Tosir Maskal Omar. He quotes, maybe Zilas Nechasim. People will know that you're interested in selling so many lands, so they're going to, when the next time you sell land, they're not going to give you a good deal because they're going to know you're pressed for money. So they're going to see two stars. Wow, this guy is in dire straits. He's offering me, this is what I'm going to offer him because I know he really needs the money. Or Tosis says, again, maybe. It's a tircha to go find Edim and Kinyanim. Either way, that a person doesn't want so many shtaris. So therefore, that's the question of the Gemara. Again, if somebody does half of what he's supposed to do, could he tell the guy, could the shaliach turn back to the mishaleach and say, hey, I did you a tova, because maybe you won't need so much cash. Or could the mishaleach tell the shaliach, you know, I don't want so many shtaris, so you really did something bad for me. What kind of a shvara?
You don't need to sell both. I'm only selling half for you. You don't need as much.
I did you a tova. I know what's good for you better than you know what's good for you. Right? So it's like the kids tell us. Right? It's like, or we tell the kid, right? We know. You don't understand. You're right. So it might be related. Your question might relate to the machlokas here on this line between the Rush and the Ran. The Rush here says, lav dafka, the first sad is lav dafka. Right? Because what's the suffix? I did a tova for you, or you did something bad for me? What if you have neutral? What if you have neutral? Is it dafka that you need? What if you could come up with a case that it's nothing to do with shtaris? So there's no reisa. You did half, but nothing to do with shtaris. Or you could come up with a case where there is a... So that's machlokas between the Rush and the Ran. The Rush says, lav dafka, that you don't need the tova for the mishaleach. You don't need, hey, you don't need this svara. So you're right. So it's not that you need this svara. You said it's a weak svara, so to speak. So the Rush says, you're right. Hu adid b'imboi le'emachar kur l'shnayim. What if he sold everything he was supposed to sell, but to two people? Right? Even though it doesn't apply. The ikar is the second half. Two shtaris. See, here you can also say, you messed up, because he sold to two people. That's what the Rashi here says in Simin Tezvav, all the Ran, seems to say that no, it is not, it is dafka, this tova. The Sharmas Yanam Balacha, where is that? Later, because... he's going to have a great ha'ara later. But he asked on this whole question of the Gemara. I don't understand this whole question. So he said, I did you a tova. But, like, I guess what Moshe just said. But he didn't do what the Baal Abayis told him to do. How can we say it's good? And even if you want to say, he's like, okay, you're right. Thank you so much. At the time, he didn't know about it. At the time, he wasn't acting on behalf of the Mishalayach. So how could it be good? So he quotes some Rishonim that interpret the Gemara that really he's interpreting. He's saying, I thought this is what you meant. I thought you meant sell this amount because Kavanasahu Demotimsa Mishiroza Litmaslitzka Timkalakura. I thought you told me sell this land, meaning sell up to this amount of land. That's how I interpreted your words. It's not like he's saying, oh, I did you a tova. Thank me. Don't be upset at me. No, he's really saying, this is what I thought you meant. That's how you have to interpret the words of the shliach. Because you can't just say, I know what's best for you. That's what it means. That's what the shliach says. Ani pirashi devarecha sheba'ofan zeh mishu dezeh tova lecha. I thought this is what you meant because it's good for you. That's exactly how you have to, that's how you have to interpret it. Okay, so this is the question of the Gemara. Again, if you do half of what you were supposed to do, do we say that you could say, hi, I did you a tova because I saved you some land, or do we say, no, I don't want so many shtars? I'm Rabbi Chanina Misura Tashma. Let's try to prove it from, as we had yesterday, Meseches Me'ila. Nozal Adina Shalzov, the Mishaleach. Mishaleach gives his shliach a gold coin. A gold coin is six, as Rashi explains here, a gold coin is six sloim. That's a board for us. Six sloim. V'yomer lo, and he says to him, Haveli Chalak, go buy me a shirt with these six sloim, $6. Go buy me a $6 shirt. V'chalak v'hevi lo b'shalosh, chalak u'b'shalosh talos. And he went, he bought him a shirt for three. This pashtus, let's say, as the Gemara is going to assume, you bought him a $3 shirt for $3, and you bought a talus for it for $3, meaning he gave you $6, and instead of buying a shirt for $6, you bought a shirt for $3 and a cloak for $3. And then, lo and behold, we realized that the money was really belonging to Hektish. And there's an Issa D'Oraisa called Me'ila, that if I use something from the Beis HaMikdash, so I violate if I get benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah there, Shnehem Ma'alu. In this case, where the Baal Abayis gave him $6. So, you know, he used Beis HaMikdash money. And then the Shliach, $3 for the shirt, $3 for the talus, they both moel. So what exactly happened here? Why should both of them violate? So what really happened here? The shliach did half of what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to buy a $6 shirt, and instead he used three of those dollars to buy a $3 shirt. It's as if he sold, right, half the field, like our case. And it says that the shliach and the Baal Abayis violate. So says the Gemara, if you say that if somebody does half of what they're supposed to do, it works. That half works. So then it makes sense. The Baal Abayis here violates because at least regarding half of what he wanted, the Shliach acted for him. So that's why the Baal Abayis should violate, and the Shliach violated on the other three. Mishamachi Baal Abayis Moel. That's why the Baal Abayis is Moel. Right here doesn't mean most of Al Dvarav. It means half of Dvarav. That's what the Ra'ah says. Ela'i amit ma'avar al Dvarav havi. But if you say that if the Shliach does half of what he's supposed to do, then the whole thing is null and void. So am I Moel? So why should the Baal Abayis violate? The Shliach did something on his own. The Baal Abayis told him, buy me a $6 shirt, and he bought him a $3. He did half of what he was supposed to do. So the Baal Abayis should say, I didn't do anything. He wasn't acting for me. So isn't this Mishnah Araya that the half, if you do half, so then it sticks, and the other half is null and void. So Hachamayaskinan, there is no other half. Hachamayaskinan, says the Gemara, no, we misunderstood the Mishnah. Really, what the Mishnah is talking about a case is the Isile Shavashesh Bishalosh. No. He told you to go buy a $6 shirt, and you did buy a $6 shirt, but you got a great deal. You got it for $3. You got exactly what he wanted you to get. That's why it's not a case of Ma'avir Al-Midosa. You didn't do anything wrong. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You just made a great deal. So that's why the Baal Abayis violates. So says the Gemara, Yachi Shliach Maimal. So why does the Shliach violate then? What do you mean, why does the Shliach violate? We said yesterday, Me'ila is one of the three exceptions to Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Usually if somebody tells me to do something and I do it, oh, I get the Aveira. It doesn't go back to the Mishaleach. Right? But there are if Reuven tells Shimon to, as a mercenary, tells Shimon kill so-and-so. So Reuven's going to get the Aveira? Okay, maybe Bidei Shamayim. But really, the person who acts as the Aveira, with the three exceptions, right? Me'ila, Tvicha, Mechira, as the Gemara talks about in Maseches Kedushin. So here the Gemara says, if the Shliach did exactly what he was supposed to do, so the Shliach shouldn't even violate. So the Gemara says, you're right. He does not violate for the shirt, but Atalus.
he violates for the talus, because he, after he bought the $6 shirt, he spent the other $3 on a talus, and that he did without being appointed for that. So that's what he violates on. So we don't really have a raya specifically for doing half, because he did exactly what he was right for the other way, for the first sod, meaning for doing more than what he was supposed to do. If he bought it for less, you're saying it's a raya the other way.
That the shliach gets the money. Well, we had the problem we had 2 days ago.
Yeah.
If the
shliach
sells it for less,
is it a matana? That issue. Is it a matana? Okay, maybe. Okay, it relates to that, because it's a raya that goes to the shliach and not to the Baal HaBayis. Okay, maybe it relates to what you're buying. We mentioned, is it how clear? Right, it's related to the person's das. Right, the shliach. I don't know if you might, maybe the Maisa Mi'ila, think about it. Okay, says the Gemara, so we say, what's the case of that Mishnah? The case is really he bought the $6 shirt, exactly what he was supposed to do, but he got a good deal, he bought it for $3. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's really true, Eim HaSeifa. What about the Seifa of that Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says in that case, Af Bezeh Bal Bayis Lomar, the Bal Bayis is not Moel in that case. Why? Mebnei Sheyachal Lomar, Chalak Gadol Hayisi Mevakesh. The Baal HaBayis could tell him, I wanted a big shirt. You bought me a small, bad shirt. So what does that line mean? Doesn't that line mean that he bought him a $3 shirt? What does it mean, katan vara? So what's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says he didn't do what he was supposed to do, so the Baal HaBayis doesn't violate. So isn't that against how we just interpreted the Mishnah, which says that he bought him a $6 shirt isn't katan vara? So the Gemara says, no, yeah, my ra, rabba damim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he could still be upset if the shliach bought him a $6 shirt for $3. Why? The Baal HaBayis could tell him, if you would have spent $6 on a shirt, kol shekein davishava, tarta, tartisrei. You could have gotten me a $12 shirt. Meaning, Rashi explains, Atosus, if you spend more money on something, then the guy's going to give you a better deal. Right? The more money you buy on something, okay, I'll throw in something else. So says Rashi, you spent $3 and he gave you a $6 shirt. If you would have spent $6, you imagine what kind of shirt he could have given you? Meaning even more than 12, Rashi says. Mostly gabi tve. So that's what?
$6.
What? So what did he ask him to do? Buy a $6 shirt or spend $6 and buy me a shirt? So if it's the latter, now Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying the latter. I told you, you could have gotten me a better deal, so you really messed up. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't violate, the Mishalach doesn't violate at all. So either way, so we keep the Yukimta of our Mishnah, and we even say now, Deikonami will prove it, that that's exactly what the case is, Diktani, because the Tosefta in Mi'ilah, the parallel Tosefta says, Moder Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda here, who says the Baal HaBayis does not violate, because he could have had this claim, Rabbi Yehuda admits that he does violate Bekitnis, when you're talking about Kitnis, beans, Sheshnei Amalu, that both violate. Why? Sha'akitnis Beselah, Bekitnis Bepruta. Because kitnis, no matter how much kitnis you buy, it's all the same price. Shmamina, there's no such thing as a wholesale discount. Hechidami, so what exactly is the Shmamina? So ilim ba'asur de mezavni b'shuma, if we're talking about a case where its kitnis are sold by estimation, meaning it's not exactly by the pound, they throw in, okay, here's a bunch, so then hechidiyavli selam mozik abitve, so then if it's sold by estimation, then people do give better deals when you buy more. So Amar Papa, what must be the case of the Tosefta? Be'asur de kaili bekani. No, the cases where they have, kana is a measurement, they sell exactly in certain measurements. The Amalei kana kana bepruta. People sell. Each one of these is a pruta. And it doesn't matter how many you buy. It's an exact amount. So if it's an exact amount, that's why Rabbi Yehuda agrees. And that proves that why does he argue in the Mishnah? He argues in the Mishnah because it's a case where he could taina, if you would have spent all $6, so then you could have gotten an either even better deal. So Lamaisa, we don't prove it from that Mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah. But we do learn a little bit about in Yoni Me'ilah, the case of the shirts. He spends $3 for $6. Machlokas of the Mishnah, does the Mishalech violate? Okay, period. Tashma, we try again. Haisak Subasa Arba Me'ozoz. Give me Ramam Hilchas Brachas. Sorry. Ramam Hilchas Brachas. Tashma, Haisak Subasa, where is Brachas going to come in here? You'll see. Haisak Subasa Arba Me'ozoz. Brachas Ksubas. Similar words. Haisak Subasa Arba Me'ozoz. So, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, remember, she has a ksuba of a 400. Machro lezebemanu, lezebemanu, lachron, yafemanu, vedina bemanu. What's the case? She has a 400 zuz ksuba. So she sells one field for 100, one field for 100, one field for 100. And the last field, she sells 101 for 100. So she makes a bad deal. Thank you. She makes a bad deal in the last case. So what did the Mishnah say? She'll achron batel, shakulun, mechron, kayim. The last one is batel, but the early ones are kayim. So the early ones are kayim. What do you mean? So the Mishnah, the Gemara assumes, she
has a 400, she's owed 400. And so the Yarshim would say, sell a field for 400. So what'd she do? She sold a field of 100, and then 100, 100, 100. You see, it's Kayim. So our Gemara says, what do you mean? Why can't the Yarshim tie enough? Fushi shtaris. Right? So I don't want so many shtaris. Why is it good the first three? It must be that it's not true. It must be that even if you do half, it is Mechran Kayim. Because the Havamina is that there was a large field that could have been sold. There's a large field that could have been sold, and therefore she should have sold it. And but instead she sold parts and parts of it. So therefore, how could we, why is it good? And the assumption is, Rashi says this in the Shita Mekubetzes, that what, we're trying to bring a raya for a regular shliach. We're bringing a raya from an Isha and the Yarshim, so that the raya is that the Isha is the shliach of the Yarshim. That's what Rashi says in the Shita Mekubetzes here. And also, if you look on the next Amud, on Kufam and Aleph, right, same volume, I think, right? Kufam and Aleph, third to last Rashi, on Kufam, third to last line of Rashi, on Kufam and Aleph, Rashi says in Befeirish here, Shaha Almana, shliach shel Yisomim Haisa. The Almana is the shliach of Yisomim. The Ritva here does not say that. The Ritva says it's not a raya that the shliach, the Alman is a shliach, because, again, remember, the shliach, there was no appointments here. She's acting for herself, kind of. So the Ritva's lashon is, Afagav dahacha lav shliach mamishu, dahalanafshi mizavna, is that a mamish the same shliach, because she's selling for herself, but it just means, if you usually have a claim by a real shliach of a fushi shtara, then it shouldn't work for her and the Yarshim either. But it's a parallel. It's not an identification together. It doesn't mean that she's the shliach. It just means that if by regular shliach he can have a tain of a fushi shtara, hakanami es lan lemikbo, we should be machmir here too. But you don't have to. You're not boxed into saying that the woman is the shliach of the Yarshim. So that's an important machlokas, how in all these dafim, how the almana is viewed as a shliach of the Yarshim or acting more on her behalf. But anyway, says the Gemara, so isn't the Mishnah proof that if you sell half of what you're supposed to sell, that it works? Because the first three fields that the woman sold works. So the Gemara says, no. Kita amar of Shisha Breder of Idi Bikatini, Hachraim Bikatini, just like Shisha Breder of Idi is going to say later on, we're talking about small fields. So here too, the woman sold a whole field that was small. So nothing. So that's why. Wasn't that there was one field that she did half of what she was... They only had small fields. If they only had small fields, you could only sell one at a time. So therefore, again, there's no raya. Period. Pshita. Next question. Pshita amar le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. Harmele le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. If you go tell somebody, once we're talking about instructions of a mishalech to a shliach in Choshe Mishpat, so we bring in some other questions. Somebody says to a shliach, go sell this field to one guy. Go sell this field to Plony. To any Plony. So, if he says, explicitly sell it to one person and not to two people, Amar le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. So he said it. He can make whatever rule he wants. Obviously, he cannot sell it to two. Amar le'echad stam amai. What if he just says, go sell this to one guy? So what does that mean? He could have just said sell it. Why does he sell it to one guy? Are we supposed to be medayik anything from that? So Rav Huna, Amar le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. Rav Huna says, yeah, he must have said that because he doesn't want it to be sold to two people. Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, Dami Shavayu, no, le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. Why do you say one? No, even two. Le'echad v'lo l'meya. If he says one, if he doesn't say, and not to two, so we don't have to be medayik, that he doesn't want it sold to two. Ikler Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman went to Sura. Ulagabe Rav Chisda, Rav Huna. Rav Chisda, Rav Huna heard that the great Rav Nachman came to Sura. Amar le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. So they come to him. They say, how you doing? Welcome. What's going on with this case? What if you say le'echad stam? What's the halacha? Amar le'echad v'lo l'shnayim, le'echad v'lo l'meya. One. Right, even to, like, you sell it to, even to 100. He wasn't medayik. Amrulay, so now they add, Avagav the Toshliach. Even if the Shliach would make a mistake, Rashi, Umachar Bezol, what if he would sell it for cheaper than he's supposed to? Would you say also it's okay? So Amalu, no, the Toshliach lo kamina. No, if the Shliach makes a mistake, it never works. Amrulay, Vahamamai, Eno Nolakarkos. Well, we spent a lot of time earlier. Didn't we say there's no one by karka? So what if the shliach undersells? There's eno na'ah. So here's the important line. Hani mi le'echad ata balabayis. No. When is there a rule of eno na'ah karkos? If a person himself is selling for himself. So then, no matter, again, three different shitas we had before, Rashi Tosfos Rambam, then you have the principle of eno na'ah karkos. Aval ta shliach. But if the shliach is selling, amar le'ah, so then even a tiny mistake, the mishalech could say, letkuni shadar tefilo lavisi. I sent you to do something good for me, not to mess me up. So even less than a sixth, regular dini onah does not apply to a shliach. Only to a balabayas do we say that there are certain rules. avodah, but by a shliach, the mishleach could say, you messed me up. I did not appoint you to make mistakes for me. There's a bitul hashlichus. And that's if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, look at the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Beis, that's what we paskin. If the shliach does anything different than what the mishleach asked him to do, then we say the whole thing is batal. There is, though, an amazing Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shluchin, where he codifies this halacha, Perek Beis Halacha Dalin. He quotes, Hashliach Shakano Shemachar, a shliach that buys or sells, Vahoduya Shaho Shliach Badavar Zeloploni, and he tells the buyer that he's selling to, I'm the shliach of so-and-so, Afapisha Mashach Ohimshich, even though the kinyan was made, Venimsa Sha'over Aldas Mishalcho, he violated what the Mishnah told him to do, Batal HaMekach, who mocks you. The whole thing is null and void. But then the Rambam adds, the im lo hodio shehu shliach. Let's say he did not tell the buyer that he was a shliach, and he pretended he's acting on his own. Nikne HaMekach, ve'yiyah hadin beino uvein zesha shilcho. The deal stands, and now the Mishaleach has to take the shliach to a din Torah. But if the deal stands, when does the Arho Gemara say that the Mishaleach cannot act based on the half of the Mishaleach, and if he does the deal, the Mekach is batel? That's only by a Shliach. How does the Rambam interpret these words? I will ta Shliach. Ta Shliach means that he told him he was a Shliach, and he was acting as a Shliach. But if he's acting as a Balabayas, if he doesn't tell the other party that he's not acting on his own, the Rambam holds that the deal stands, the deal sticks. Says the Ketzer Mishnah, the Sover Avedu, the Chiyamina is Batal HaMekach, Hainu Kisho Hodiyu Shehu Shliach. The Chiyamina Shemekach Kayim, Lagabi HaShliach, Hainu Kisho Lo Hodiyu Shehu Shliach. That's how the Rambam interprets this line of the Gemara. You have to work on that Svara. Why is that? He's a Shliach either way. He's a Shliach either way. Just because he didn't tell the other party that what he was doing, that he was acting on behalf of somebody else. But that is the important sheet of the Rambam. You've got to work on what the Svara is. That's in Shluchin, Perek Beis, Halacha, Dalet. There is also a fascinating Radvaz. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Brachos in Perek Ches. If somebody is making a bracha and they're thinking the correct bracha the whole time, and then just at the end they mess up, the bracha sticks. Here, v'chein, imhay lefanatav shoshol dogon chesir aleph, upazach v'ubirach amanas lomar bari m'nei mizonos. You have some cookie in front of you, and you have a mind to say mizonos. And at the end you say amotzi. Yasa. You're still Yotze. Why? Mebeisha b'shash hizker Hashem u'malchus sheinikar abracha. When you say Shem Hashem, lo niskaven el abracha haru'uya lo'oso hamin, because you had a kavana for the proper bracha. V'ho v'lo haya b'ikar abracha ta'us, af alpisha ta' b'sofa, yasa v'ein machzirin oso. You're Yotze. Without getting into the details of that halacha. As long as you think of the correct bracha when you said Shem and Malchus, so you're Yotze v'ein machzirin oso. Says the Radvaz, what's the double lashon? Yasa v'ein machzirin oso. What's the machzirin? That's the double yasvei machzirin oso. Says the Radvaz in Elef Tav Tzadik Vav, 1496. Says the Radvaz, what's the double lashon? Why doesn't it say eino chozer? What does it say ein machzirin oso? It's to teach me. Let's say other people are listening and being yotze this bracha through shomei ka'one. So I'm making the bracha and somebody else is listening. And in that case, I messed up. So says the Radvaz, that's what the Rambam's teaching me. And this is not called changing min rabbeinu shetovach hachamim, kiven debeshas ikar bracha. It was with Shem and Malchus. That's the chiddush of the Radvaz, the chiddush of the Rambam according to the Radvaz. That if I messed up in my bracha, as long as I was thinking beikar at the moment, I could still be yotzei. That's how he interprets the double lashon of yotzei ve'ein machzirin oso. Says the Sha'ar Mesiyana Balacha. But what do you mean? According to many shitos, how does Shomea Ka'one work? Through shlichus, our Gemara says, by a shliach, even if you mess up a tiny drop, the whole shlichus is batal. The whole shlichus is batal. So here, if I'm being Yotzi Shomea Ka'one with somebody, if they messed up a little bit, I shouldn't be Yotzi at all. The whole shlichus should be batal. For himself, fine, for himself, there are rules, there's flexibility. But says the Sha'ar Mesiyana Balacha, unbelievable. According to this Rambam, maybe you could say, according to the Radvaz on the stage of the Rambam, maybe you should say the whole thing doesn't work. So he says, maybe you could say that maybe by a bracha l'shavi, bracha l'hakel, you don't want to get into bracha l'vatala, the efshad the bracha sheish mashim amalcha shiny kadesh l'bracha l'vatala, but either way, he quotes that Rambam out of nowhere, in the Radvaz, to relate to our Gemara about shlichus. Okay, let's finish up. Umina timra, the shiny be shlich l'balabayis. Where do we know there's a difference between a shlich and a balabayis? We said that a balabayis has rules of ona'ah.
and less than a six, more than a six, less than a six, it stays. But by a shliach, even a tiny mess up is bad. Where else do we see a model where there are different rules? Ditnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Trumos. Ha'omer l'shlucho tseva trom. Torem kodas balabai is, you tell a shliach, go take off truma from my field. It's a big shiloh. Can you take off truma from somebody's field without their permission? That's called zachin mei adam. We mentioned that Xos. But let's say somebody tells you. Somebody tells you, go take off truma from my field. But he didn't tell you how much truma to take off. He didn't tell you. So Meiser, we know. Meiser is a tenth. How much is truma? Midaraisa, many Rishonim say, look at the bottom line of Tosas here. Bottom line of Tosas, Midaraisa, chita achas poteris esakri. There is no shear for truma, Midaraisa. One chita, one grain, chita achas poteris esakri. So, but, the Mishnah tells me there are three other possibilities. 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. 1/40th is Ayin Tova, 1/50th is Ayin Beinonis, and 1/60th is Ayin Ra. So, what if you don't know? The guy tells you. So, Zoram Kadash Balabais, try to figure out what he would want to give. Vimeini Odea Daitash Balabais, if you don't know what he would want to give, Torim Beinonis, take off the Beinonis, Echanei Chamishim, 1/50th. Piches Asara Ohosef Asara, let's say the Shliach did less a tenth or more a tenth. So what do you say? What's piches asara? Machlokes Rishonim, which way it means? Piches asara, you would have said he gives less, right? Now Rashi says piches asara, the denominator is less. So let's say piches asara means 1/40th. Oh, host of asara, 1/60th. Tosafos Kedushin says the opposite. Either way, truma's a truma. So as long as he's still within 1/40th and 1/60th, so then the truma still sticks. The shliach, the ilu gabi balabayis tanya. But regarding the Balabais himself, it says tarim ba'alabiyado filo echan me'asrim truma's a truma. Regarding the Balabais, he can give 1/20th. As long as he doesn't give the whole thing, because you have to have shiur and ikar, you have to have something left. You can't give your whole field of truma. But as long as you have anything left. So again, you see here different rules. For shliach, up to 1/60th, 1/40th, that's the range, while the Balabais has a much larger range. So you see the Balabais is much different than the shliach.
It's not a riot at all.
Yeah.
The shliach doesn't know what the Balabais wants. So he's only making a mistake in the amount that the
Balabais over there, he doesn't know what the Balabais wants.
He gave amounts.
I'm saying, so if there are limits where he's not even specifically going against the Balabais, surely in cases where he's going against what the Balabais says, it's even a kol shekein. You're right, it's a different case. Here he didn't get specific instructions, but it would be a kol shekein. Here, the Balabais didn't even tell you, and we still say you have limits. You might say, okay, he didn't tell you, whatever you want.
The only reason
he
didn't have limits is because no one gave 1/20th.
I'm saying, but let's say he had said beferish. So then, of course, there are going to be limits. That's what we want to figure out. If he said Beferis, for sure they're going to be. You're right; it's a different case. But I think you can say it as a culture gain. If he said Beferis to do something and you messed up, surely it's going to be wrong. So Tashma, let's finish up. There's one more thing to say. But Tashma, Haysuk Subas Abrami Ozuz Machol Azeb Amana Azeb Amana Lachron Shav Amana VeDinar Amana Shalachron Baltov Shakul and Mechron Kayam. Again, we try to bring a riot from our Mishnah. The case of the woman who sells the ksubis for. She has a ksuba worth of 400, and she sells 100, 100, 100, and she sold the last one. So the last one for it was worth 101, and she sold it for 100. So the last one is batel. So again, we're going back to the question of la'echad v'lo l'shnayim, right? So Rashi says if afushi shor is kpeitahu, so why should the earlier ones be good? So the answer is again, I'm afushi shor avidi pekatini. There are small fields. If there are small fields, so that's why there's no kpeita. It wasn't one field that she just did half of, but there were small fields. So we'll lay just one more source, two more sources that as we mentioned a number of times in the past, but it's been a couple of months at least. Maybe a couple of years. Chita achas poteris esakri. Tosfos here says a number of places. One midaraisa truma is chita achas. And Tosfos says midar all the shiurim 1/50th, 1/60th. That's all dirabanan. It's all dirabanan. So there is a no de Yehuda in Siman Reish Aleph, and he says I've never seen anybody say this. So we found it in the Tosfos Rid. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid in Kedushin and Ches, but the no de Yehuda says chita achas poteris esakri is only to make the kri mutter tikkun akri, but to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of nisinas truma, you got to give more. Even Daraisa. That's the Chiddush of the Noda Behuda. Quotes it from other sources. Because a Nesina means a Chash of Nesina. So it says that's the Tosas Rid in Kedushin and the Noda Behuda. The Chita Achas is, even Daraisa, Chita Achas does not suffice for the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. So again, that's important, Tosas Rid and Noda Behuda. It's Noda Behuda, Yaradeya, Simen, Reish, Aleph. And the Tosas Rid in Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches. So again, that's an important Tosas Rid and Noda Behuda, but we'll have to leave it for now. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into other exciting inyanim as we get into the home stretch of Maseches Ksubis. I gotta go get my son.